recently got back from my second Vipassana course, my second Vipassana retreat. And I guess for those of you who don't know what that is, there's these centers worldwide that run, for the most part, 10-day courses focused around silence and 10 hours of meditation a day. You basically live as a monk. On the 10th day, they'll let you talk to the other students, but it's an intense experience. It's surely not something you can wrap up in a few words. Like when people say, oh, how was it? It's like, man, I can't fucking tell you to begin with, no matter what, and especially cannot do that in just a couple words. You know, and my first one, I was a very rough emotional place in terms of addiction at the time. And this time that wasn't necessarily the case. And so in many ways it was similar, but very different also. It was scary going into it. It's always intimidating. And the first few days you're just like, why the fuck am I here? Like I could be playing music or I could be writing or just all the other things. And all these doubts. And for the most part, that's extremely normal. Half of your being is like counting down the days. You're like, oh, I really want to get home. you're counting down the days. The other half knows like this shit's going to go by fast. And you're going to look back on it. It's going to be like a blip. And you're going to wish you cherished it more and utilize that time more to work. So it's this whole thing in your head going on, and the whole point really is to get beyond that. It's to see outside of that. It's to develop concentration and live a more moral life, and to really get in tune with what's the reality of the moment. What are you feeling at the moment? Literally as body sensations. The practice of Vipassana is for the most part scanning the body sensations and progressively going deeper with that. And that may sound like what would you get out of that? What do you get out of scanning your body for the random sensations on it? And you'd be so fucking surprised because you start seeing how these thoughts and desires, the things you run away from, they creep up as body sensations. And that could be pleasure. They could be a pleasantness, a vibration. Many times it's a fucking back pain or knee pain, especially. Sometimes it's a blind spot. Like you can't put awareness, like you don't feel anything. Like there's sensation there, obviously, but you just can't feel it because you're so unaware at that point. And I say it about day 6, maybe 7, you really start to get a feel for the practice, and you really start noticing some benefit. You see yourself being less reactive in general. You know, it's not like your thoughts stop. It's not like the emotions stop. You still want to leave. You're still scared of things. You're still thinking about it at home. You're thinking, oh, if I leave, what are people going to think of me? You're still, you still face all that, but you don't get caught in it. You don't identify with it. And you really have some weird, I at least had some weird experiences this time, like just observing myself, especially the sensations when the thoughts were a little bit quieter. This somehow sense that I, you know, whatever is doing the scanning and whatever is aware of all of this, whatever the hell I am, I mean, I got this sense that I wasn't inside of my body. And that, you know, that's how we usually feel. Like we feel like we're the perspective inside this body. We feel like we're the aware of everything that's going on. There's some sort of focal point of consciousness seated behind our eyes, right? But I got this strange sense that that wasn't the case. You know, I thought plenty about it, and I've heard a lot of, you know, philosophizing about this kind of thing, but I thought that was interesting nonetheless. And what does that mean? Not quite sure. You definitely have to go deeper. And that's another thing that I really took away from this was, like, a 10-day course is just the fucking beginning. And yeah, he says that the whole fucking time, but, like, if you do 20, 30, 45, they even have a 60-day course. Like, to do those, you could go really pretty fucking deep. Like, and uproot all your bullshit. Not, I don't want to say all your bullshit, but a lot of your bullshit and your anxiety. And I mean, for me, anxiety is quite the killer. It's social anxiety. For the most part, I've always struggled with body anxiety. And I also had the sense, you know, just when you do this and you put in the work towards it, you realize this is a solution. Maybe not the solution. Maybe there's other solutions out there for the human condition, for this one malady we all go through. But this was, like, it is a solution, and you can't know that until you get a taste of it. And I just got the fucking smallest taste. Man, this shit goes deep, and that's what people dedicate their entire lives to it. And it got me thinking, like, shit, before I go do anything, you know, right after college, maybe I should go do this for a year. Like, if I can't train the mind, what the fuck am I be able to do in my life? Like, it would help everything. You know, it's very scary, too, because it's a year gone out of my 20s. And, yeah, this idea that, well, if I go do that, I may not come back. But in either case, I guess he found something better than the current state we find ourselves in. But in any case, I had a lot of things come up, and I know everyone has a lot of things come up, and it's always, and you really get a sense of this, that it's always a mental battle. It's physical, you know, sitting there, it's a pain. It's so small amount physical and just so amplified by the mental pain we presume and, like, just consistently bring about. And it's the total habit pattern of the mind. That's exactly what he calls it. Goenka. Yeah, it's crazy. And now I'm back, and it's been a few days, and this, I don't know, just being back in society is weird, and part of me is like, damn, man, it would have been nice to actually stay. You know, things were simple. You had a direction, and that direction was just straight into yourself. Just totally into yourself. But you don't have that feeling when you're there. And I guess this is also just a theme that runs throughout life. That when you're in the midst of something, it's hard to really appreciate it fully and take advantage of the opportunity inherent to the situation. But when you're out of it, or after it, really, you're like, shit, I could have worked harder, or I could have enjoyed just that moment more. And, you know, welcome to being human, right? It's, I know we all go through that. We all basically go through 99.99% of the same shit. You know, some of us have events that happen to us that others don't, and many tragic, but all in all, the pain we go through is basically the pain everyone's going through. Whether that's inadequacy. Inadequacy is a fucking huge one. Like, it might be the biggest. You know, inadequacy, you know, everyone's fucking family's gonna die. You're gonna die. You're walking closer to it every day. You don't even know when the fuck it's coming about. And that's scary. At least it's scary from this vantage point of a low conscious human being, of a human being who hasn't, you know, really gone into themselves, and who hasn't maybe experimented with psychedelics or really considered where they want to go, what their vision for their life is, or just what they do day to day to bring about a sense of confidence and direction. And I'm not saying I'm one of those, like, that I'm not one of those people. Like, I'm in basically in the same boat. I've taken one little step, and it's still fucking, it's intimidating. It's really just intimidating. But just coming back and being there, I had so much music on my mind, and maybe about the age of 12 to 16, music was my main fucking thing. Hours and hours a day, played so much guitar, and I loved the hell out of it. It was for it, for itself. But it took the back burner to things. Just getting older, you get more self-conscious about things. You start comparing yourself more. You get this competitive aspect to it, and it kind of ruins it for you. And then, at least that's what I went through. And other stuff came up. But I got this feeling that I really want to do more of that in my life. Like right now, like play more in my band, play more with other people, and just devote more time to that. But that also sacrifices other things, other goals for my life that I have. They're way more intimidating, way more scary, like to surmount. It's less specific to me, but you go on one of these things and you just see areas of your life where some decisions resolve themselves inside your head. And that, it, you know, you get a level of peace of mind from that. And just from being silent and meditating for supposedly 10 hours a day. You know, yours truly likes to sleep, in many days till breakfast. And, you know, I didn't do 10 hours a day. 10 hours a day is hard, and you know, that's what you aspire to do. And going back, you wish, oh, yeah, I should have put some more work in, but it's fucking hard, and, you know? And so, no blaming anyone on that, but it's, Vipassana courses are, I feel like, such an untapped reservoir of personal growth. We all have this fucking at our fingertips. It's donation-based. It's service-based. Yes, donate money if you can, but it's literally like, if you don't have any money, they'll fucking take you in. They'll feed you for 10 days. You get to meditate. You get to learn a fucking practice that can totally transform your life. And it's amazing. No one's held back from it. You know, you need a ride there. and you have responsibilities at home. But if you can, like, go for 10 days and just, It's such an untapped chance, resource that's just out there that people aren't, I feel like, taking advantage of. And you get that sense that, like, you know, last few days, you're like, damn, I know so many people who could use this. You even point out specific people in your head. You're like, I want to take you guys here. Like, you need, or I feel like you would benefit so much. Your life would get a little more balance and order. Because that's what we're all seeking, right? Is balance, is peace of mind. And I actually have another episode, more thought out episode. This is all very impromptu, but more thought out episode coming out soon about peace of mind. That's up, basically done. I just went on the Vipassana course and that interrupted it. But anyways, we're looking for peace of mind, and that's not even happiness. Now, that the result of it is a subtle happiness, but it's not, it's more of an ease. Like, happiness, you think of the positive and the negative. Well, peace of mind is in the fucking middle. It's neutral. It's not picking a side, because when you pick a side, the pendulum swings, right? You chase something and you end up wanting more. So that puts you in a state of negativity. You crave, or you develop aversion to things. And it's a hard pill to swallow, because I love fucking playing music and just getting that joy and and make his bliss from it. But it's not something to get attached to. It's not something to get attached to and crave. And that goes for anything. Music's, you know, music's not fucking candy, but it's a wholesome activity, I think, for sure, depending, you know, on circumstance. But to get attached to anything, you realize coming out of this, one of these courses, is the root of your suffering. The fact that we get attached to things or we want to push things away. Because if you could just sit here in the present moment with whatever pain in your fucking knee or however weird position you got your foot in that's going to be uncomfortable soon, or, you know, it's too warm in the room, it's too cold in the room, your fucking girlfriend cheating on you, your, you know, wife got in a car wreck, you just, like, these things that you start small with, the sensations on the body build into these things where if something happens, you won't react unconsciously. If you react at all, it's going to be on your own volition, and it's going to be in a more composed way. It's not brash. It's very intentional and very, like, very much more effective. It's a superpower in many ways. Being coming back home, maintaining that kind of awareness that you even just developed over that little period of time is, it's hard. You're like, you could sit down for a while, but you really just got to keep fucking practicing, scanning the body, and really not just scanning it monotonously and routinely like a machine, but really being interested and curious about every little sensation on the entire body. And that, it's very hard. It's very hard. But I don't know. If you haven't heard of these courses, I strongly recommend you check them out. SN Goenka Vipassana courses. You can just look up Vipassana course online. You'll probably find one near you. It's all donation, service-based. What else can I say about it? Vegetarian food. I guess I'll talk about the precepts. So there's five precepts for new students, people who haven't done it before. Let me see if I can remember them. Don't kill any beings. Don't steal. Don't lie. No sexual activity, but mainly sexual misconduct. What's the other one? I don't remember. But anyways, the whole environment there is set up so that you can effortlessly basically follow these precepts. It puts you in an environment where you can't really break them unless you leave. And so it's the perfect opportunity to really develop into the practice. Because it, as the teacher puts forth, you have to have those in line before you can proceed to the practice and benefit. And whether it's true or not, I don't know. From my experience, it is. But as an old student, as I was, this is my second course, you can't eat dinner. You can't sleep on any high luxurious beds. It's kind of random. But and then no, what was it? Yeah, like no body decoration or no, like, I don't know, boosting yourself up status-wise. I don't know, something like that. In any case, it's an extremely valuable experience. And I met a bunch of amazing people. I had a roommate. His name was Nelson. Nelson, if you ever listen to this, hope you're doing well. But just stayed up with him on, like, what was it, last night, and just talked, I don't know, for 4 hours, I don't know, for a long time. We didn't go to bed, we didn't get much sleep, and just about life, just about, especially about Jordan Peterson, about truth, about consciousness, existential questions, sexual assault, society, poverty, just so many different things, and extremely valuable conversation. It's always good to get more perspectives, right? And bounce ideas off others. But so many great people, it kind of selects for that thing. Not entirely. I mean, I met some people who probably haven't made the best choices, but, you know, it's a beautiful thing because no one's getting paid the whole entire fucking thing. and you all just come together to benefit from the practice, or to help others benefit from the practice. And I can't think of a cause more worthwhile donating to. You know, it's really up there for me, and I intend to do more. I intend to have my friends go do it, or at least recommend it. I'm going to be doing a service period, next one I do. But, you know, check it out, Vipassana course. I just did my second, and it's... I don't want to say it's amazing. I don't want to say it's good, or it's, oh, I really enjoyed it, because there are moments where I didn't, right? But that was part of it. That's what made it so valuable. Because in essence, that's what I was looking for. And because I know that fulfillment doesn't mean happiness. It means that, and the fact that you went through the total utter shit. You got the full, like, fulfillment, like the full human experience. And you take that on and you accept it and you cherish every moment regardless if it's good or bad. You know it's impermanent and it's going to change, and things will come through and they will fall apart and then they will come through again. And you play that game because it's the only way it is. And when you can accept that, when you can really learn to navigate that and use it to take ownership of your life, and the way you react to things, and develop some consciousness around what you want to do, and who you want to be, how you want to act in the world, things become beautiful. You get, I just remember being on the course, and you get just moments of an intense presence, and on my first course, especially, on the last day, after a period of metta, which is loving kindness, meditation where you wish for others well, just mentally, and in a profound sense, it was almost in a very spiritually or divine sense of that everything was okay. And I'd never been more present in my life. Never. It was the most present moment I've ever had in my life, and it was this sense that everything was okay, that I was almost being fucking held by, I don't know, God, like, what, and I'm going kind of just hyperbole here, I guess, a little bit, but just this sense that it was almost a forgiveness, because I've been so hard on myself and maybe judgmental of myself and others, but that everything was okay, and that what I was going through was okay, and that what other people are going through is okay, and that this whole thing is okay, just how it is, and it's not something you could just understand, it's something you have to feel and experience through putting in the work, the front end load of work. And so I actually brought that expectation that, oh, maybe that'll happen again to the second one. But I knew, and I'll tell you, don't come with an expectation. Let it be how it is, because that's the whole point. And the more you grab for something, the less likely chance you're going to catch it. You know, you have to leave your hands open, set out that good intention, and if it'll come, it'll come. Whatever needs to. So overall, I still can't explain so many things about it. I mean, one other thing that comes to mind is, this is going to get a little explicit and personal, but we're all animals and we all fucking do it, and it's my show, so who gives a fuck? I decided I wasn't going to masturbate for the period that I was there. And on the third day, I'd never had so many sexual thoughts in my entire life. I'd never been so... what should I say? I've never been so lustful or passionate, like, in that sense, in my entire life. You'd say horny. I've never been so horny like that in my entire fucking life, but that was something coming up. And I knew right then and there that it was going to be there the whole fucking time, because that's a deep-rooted thing, right? The human psyche is sex. It was a deep-rooted thing, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to meditate doing this. So I broke that and, you know, go masturbate. But did I break the precept? I don't know. I didn't, wasn't sexual misconduct, but whatever the fuck, it's done. Was able to focus more. But that comes up too. Everything fucking comes up. You realize how angry you can get, how much of an asshole you can be, because you're in pain, and the fucking audio tape of Goenka is just shingangomangale, is just chanting, and you're like, shut the fuck up, my knees hurt so bad. But it's such a valuable experience. Because you see that in yourself. You see, oh, I can be turned to fucking anything. Under the right conditions, I can become a total asshole. What could I be pushed to? Could I be pushed to kill someone? To rape someone? We like to think we can't. We like to think we're such good-hearted people that we can never do something like that. Oh, I can never be a fucking Nazi shoving someone in a gas chamber. I could never be a fucking soldier shooting someone. I could never be someone raping someone. But the fact is, I can. And you can. And this is something other people talk about, Peterson talks about, so many people talk about, that if you can't accept that that can become out of you, you can't relate to other people. And you can't, and you have yourself on this high horse, like you're some more moral person, you're inherently more moral. It's like, no. It's like, these are things that are developed over time. And these are traits that come through habit or come through a bunch of avenues, and we can be pushed to anything. And you get a real good sense of that there. You kind of get the sense of camaraderie on a separate note. You kind of get the sense of camaraderie with other people you've gone through it with, because you all kind of in some way suffer together for many points, because it's really, you sit there and for 3 hours a day you're all in the hall, they tell you not to move a fucking muscle. I mean, you can straighten your back, your neck, and swallow your saliva, I guess, but you can't change your leg posture, you can't open your hands, your arms, your eyes. You're just supposed to sit there. They call it strong determination sitting. And I found a position that was fairly comfortable, but pain comes up, and you begin to see this as a physical sensation, manifestation of the bullshit you carry. All the bullshit you carry. And the anger you have towards other people, the grudges, the traumatic experiences, all this stuff comes up. And the thoughts and emotions come up, and you're just supposed to fucking watch it. You don't repress it by distracting yourself. That's a whole big problem. And you don't even express it physically. That's the thing. You don't move your body. You don't react. You don't change your face. You just watch it, and you face every aspect. And that's why this is such a good tool for personal development, for just growth in general. Like that term personal development, just growing as a person, evolving as a person into a better person, a more capable, confident, and fulfilled person. Like, you just sit and face it. You take it right to the fucking face. It totally just dissolves. I mean, you'd say it dissolves your ego, but I mean, the phrase doesn't even do it justice. It's like, it just dissolves what you think you are and what you've done and the things that have happened to you, and it just humbles you. And so, like I've said elsewhere and other people, it's like, it just makes you more empathetic. Meditation makes you more empathetic. And this kind of meditation, Vipassana, is, it's the Buddhist tradition, but anyone can go fucking do it. There's no beliefs involved. No beliefs involved in the whole thing, he'll tell you that. It's for anyone, of any religion or not of any religion. And I forgot what I was going to say, but just become more empathetic. You see yourself in others, and you think about, if someone does something you know, your tolerance grows. And you're like, could I do something like that under any situation? Or have I done that in any situation, in any circumstance? And you're like, yeah, I probably have, or I probably would if I was super mad or upset or something. And you just get in touch with what is actually happening. Because the mind loves to project. That's its job, right? It's to project judgments and beliefs, values onto things. It just puts you back in touch with the present moment, and that's your body's sensations. What's the reality of nature coming forth on your body right now? On you right now, you know, as you right now. And something so simple is so profound. And so, to lead this off, check out Vipassana courses. I didn't plan this. I just knew I wanted to do a podcast. And I knew I could talk about this. And there's other things going on in my mind about doubt with all this. And you know, there's more fear coming back because that kind of derailed my habit momentum. But it'll get back on track. Yeah, so hopefully you got some out of this. Have a good week. Subscribe if you want to stick around for more of these. This is not a very planned out episode, but these happen from time to time. And try meditation. Even if you don't do one of these, just try meditation. I haven't come across one habit that has changed things in such a, that has like totally changed the trajectory of my life. You know, people, you talk about lifting weights or exercise or eating right or facing your fears or whatever. All great stuff, but there's totally something in meditation that changed everything for me. Totally changed everything for me. And so maybe not for everyone, right? I'm not going to claim that, but it's worth it. At least to try it, right? So have a good one. I'll be coming out with an episode on peace of mind soon. And take care of yourself. And be kind to others.